From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring messages preached by Dr. Alan Cairns, the founder of Let the Bible Speak Radio Ministries. This week, Dr. Cairns concludes a series of studies on the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First of all, we invite you to enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Help Wanted. The text is Matthew chapter 20 and verse 7. Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. Yes, there is work in Christ's vineyard for old bodies. It is the 11th hour, and yet He will let us work. What great grace is this! Surely every old man ought to jump at this invitation. After men are advanced in years, nobody wants them as servants. They go from shop to shop, and employers look at their gray hairs and shake their heads. But Jesus will engage old people and give them good wages too. This is mercy indeed. Lord, help the aged to enlist in Thy service without an hour's delay. But will the Lord pay wages to worn-out old men? Do not doubt it. He says He will give you what is right if you will work in His field. He will surely give you grace here and glory hereafter. He will grant present comfort and future rest, strength equal to your day, and a vision of glory when the night of death comes on. All these the Lord Jesus will as freely give to the aged convert as to the one who enters His service in his youth. Let me tell this to some unsaved old man or old woman, and pray the Lord to bless it for Jesus' sake. Where can I find such persons? I will be on the lookout for them, and kindly tell them the news.
On the mount of crucifixion,
In these days when the forces of evil are devastating our land, God's people need to pray. More than that, we must engage in united prayer. Just as the apostles and the early church were of one accord, gathering for prayer, the cry for our day must be, "Let us pray." To encourage the Lord's people to this end, Let the Bible Speak is pleased to offer a publication entitled, "The Case for United Prayer." Presented within its pages are excerpts from the works of Jonathan Edwards, Samuel Prime, and Pastor Richard Cross. The centerpiece of the book is Samuel Prime's first-hand account of the famous New York City prayer meetings of 1857, begun by one man, Jeremiah Lamphere. This simple effort was blessed by God until prayer meetings sprang up all over the nation and ushered in a mighty revival that spread across the sea to Great Britain, culminating in the great 1859 revival in Northern Ireland. To obtain your copy of The Case for United Prayer free of charge, simply email info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you wish, you may call us at 864-244-2408. That's 864-244-2408. If you prefer regular mail, simply write, "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's "Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Just ask for your copy of The Case for United Prayer. For many weeks now, Dr. Cairns has been bringing a series of messages and studies in the person and work of the Holy Spirit. We trust that these messages have been enlightening to you and a blessing to your heart and mind as you've learned about the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Today, he'll commence the final message in the series, bearing the title, "The Final Mention of the Holy Spirit." The text is found in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. "And the Spirit and the Bride say, 'Come,' and let him that heareth say, 'Come,' and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." In introducing this message, Dr. Cairns will deal with the question, to whom is this text addressed? The conclusion he reaches is that these words are addressed to sinners as Christ's invitation, "Come." Also, he will show that the text contains the final mention of the focus of the Spirit's ministry, to testify of the finished work of Christ. Now Dr. Cairns commences this final message in the series, "The Final Mention of the Holy Spirit."
Now let's turn to Revelation chapter 22, verse 6. "And he said unto me, 'These sayings are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show unto his servants the things which must shortly be done. Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things. Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship God. And he saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs, and sorcerers, and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth, and maketh a lie. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, Come. And let him that is athirst come. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let's bow in a word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we thank Thee for Thy Word, inspired, inerrant, infallible. We thank Thee, O God, that this is the authoritative and unchangeable message of God Almighty to the needy hearts of men and women. Lord, bless Thy Word this day. Write it upon our hearts. Do a work in this gathering similar to that which was done on the day of Pentecost, when people were pricked in their hearts and consciences and led to Christ for salvation. Lord, bless the simple preaching of the Word of God, and to Thee we shall give the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. The words of our text this morning will be found in verse 17 of Revelation 22, especially the first line of the verse. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. The last reference to any subject in Scripture is usually an important one. If you read some good books on the subject of Bible interpretation, you will find that in every great subject of Scripture, there is a first mention, there is a full mention, and there is a final mention. We have spent quite a long time now studying the Word of God and the person and work of the Holy Spirit. And those with long memories will remember that I dealt right away back in the first or second message with the first mention of the Spirit in Scripture, Genesis chapter 1. Now we come to the last mention of the Spirit in Scripture. And as is the case in every great final mention, here we have God's last word to us on the subject. that abiding impression, that in some ways overriding truth on this subject, which he wishes to remain with us. Now, when we read Revelation 22:17, it sounds a very, very simple sort of statement to deal with and to understand. But before we can come to look into the text, we do have a very major problem to solve. If you want to find out just how major the problem is, all you've got to do is to take any 20 or 30 commentaries on the book of the Revelation and see what the commentators have to say on this verse, and you'll find that there is a great division among them. The difficulty is understanding the person or persons to whom the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." A very common view is that these words are addressed to Christ himself. Many eminent commentators take this view, that the Lord Jesus has said, "Behold, I come quickly. I'm coming." And immediately the Spirit and the Bride respond to Christ, "Come." I must say that I like the sentiment of that, and certainly John expresses it in verse 20 when he says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." I believe in every Christian's heart, when you read in the Scriptures the promise of the Lord Jesus where he says, "I am coming again," there is a response that says, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." This is the blessed hope of the Church of Jesus Christ, even the glorious appearing of her Lord and her Redeemer. And with all her soul, she yearns for the day when Christ will come. However, I have to say that when I read the verse, it seems to me that it's not addressed to Christ at all, but it's addressed to men. If you look at it carefully, the Lord Jesus is the speaker, and he says, verse 16, "I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify." He goes on speaking, "I am the root and offspring of David." He goes on telling us the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." "And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. For I testify." The speaker the whole way through is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he it is who is telling us of his Holy Spirit's last word. And it surely is a word to men. The "come" here, certainly at the end of the verse, is addressed to the sinner. It's the same message as the one we sang from Isaiah 55. "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters." This is the very same message. And the Holy Spirit of God is giving this invitation to sinners. I must say, when I come to a verse of Scripture that has many eminent commentators saying it means one thing and I believe it means another, I get a little uncomfortable. I know there are preachers who can get up and stick their chest out and say every commentator who ever lived disagrees with me in this, but I have to say, I never like to be in that position, because it's a rare preacher with whom all wisdom resides. But I'm glad that Matthew Henry agrees with me. Should I say I agree with Matthew Henry? That's, I think, a more honest way to put it. Albert Barnes, for all his limitations, a very wonderful commentator, he agrees, and the greatest Methodist commentator possibly of all time. It's good to know that a Presbyterian can read a Methodist. Adam Clark, he agrees as well. So I'm taking this today as addressed to men. And I want us, with that out of the way, to look at this verse which gives us the Bible's final teaching on the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And I want us to remark three things. First, I want us to note the final focus of the Holy Spirit's ministry. The final focus of the ministry of the Spirit is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. To the end of Scripture, the special ministry of God the Holy Spirit testify of Christ. Now, we have spent a lot of time looking over the past year at various texts of Scripture which substantiate that. You remember the Lord Jesus, in promising the Holy Spirit to His people, said in John 16:14, He shall glorify Me. Now, I want you to get this clearly. That is always the mark of the Spirit of God in His ministry. He shall glorify Me. And wherever you have a professed work of the Holy Spirit, and the Lord Jesus Christ is not the focus of that work, you have the undoubted testimony of Scripture that it is a counterfeit work, that it is not in truth the work of the Holy Ghost. I want to make that clear. That is not the work of the Holy Spirit. The ministry of the Holy Spirit will bear true testimony regarding Moses and all the prophets, regarding Peter and Paul and all the apostles, regarding Mary and all the people of God. Yes, He will bear true testimony about those people. But the Holy Spirit always has as the great focus of His ministry the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here in the very last reference in Scripture, this reference which in some manner condenses all the biblical teaching on the subject into one little statement, He is still focusing on Christ. If you read the Scriptures carefully, you will find that He speaks the testimony of the character of Christ. Jesus said, He will testify of Me. The Word of God is full of this. He testifies constantly of the deity of Christ. I tell you, we're living in a day in Christendom when there are those who say that they are ministers of Jesus Christ, and they will deny that Jesus Christ is God. That's true in many so-called Protestant churches that are riddled with apostasy. They are not Christian. You cannot be Christian and deny the deity of Christ. I know that sometimes people think this is a Protestant phenomenon. But I was reading of a Roman Catholic professor here in the United States, Professor Sheehan. And he has gone into print to say that you could hardly find one scholar in any Roman Catholic institution in America today who believes any longer the doctrine of the Trinity, the doctrine of the deity of Christ, or that even Jesus Christ claimed to be God, or the doctrine of the virgin birth. So this is a modernism that has spread right throughout Christendom, Popish and Protestant. Well, I want to tell you that the Holy Spirit is not in any such movement, be it Popish or Protestant. The Holy Spirit always testifies to the deity of Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. This is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we let the Bible speak.